All right, Rabbi Shai, good morning. So today's daf is Ayin Dalid. We are going to start the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. So we left off Ela Taima Derav. It's four lines up from the bottom. So the Gemara says Ela Taima Derav. Now remember again, in the end of yesterday's daf, so Rav put forward the idea that the case of the Mishnah, remember the Mishnah, the case of Chamesh Chatzeros Pesuchos Zuhos. In the end of yesterday's daf, Rav put forward the idea that the Mishnah that said Chamesh Chatzeros Pesuchos Zu L'Zu, that when you had five Chatzeros open one to the other, Upsuchas L'Mavui, and ultimately opened up to the Mavui. So then the Mishnah spoke about the idea, we actually spent yesterday's daf trying to figure out. So the Mishnah spoke about the idea that if you made a Erev Chatzeros, but not a Shituf Muvaos, or vice versa, one person didn't participate, what would be the status of these Chatzeros and the Mavoi? So Rav, the Gemara said yesterday that according to Rav's girsa of the Gemara was that the Chatzeros, the courtyards, are not Pesuchos Zulazu, are not open one to the other. So the question is, why does Rav have to frame the case that way? So the Gemara says, at the time of the Rav, the Kasavra ain't Mavoi Nitar Belechi Bekorah, Achiyu Batim Vechatzeros Pesuchim Lusocho. Because Rav is of the opinion that a mavoi is not permitted with a lechi and a korah until homes and chatzeros open up into it. So we'll say, what does that mean? That according to Rav, and we'll see this more later on, that lemais, in order for a mavoi to be nitzer, in order to allow carrying for a mavoi with a lechi or a korah, so that you have to have a mavoi that has a minimum of two chatzeros, with a minimum of two homes each that open up into it. The problem, of course, is if all of the chatzeros are psuchos of zulazu, and make an ear of one with the other, then what does that do? That effectively renders all of those chatzeros into one big chatzer, which would then negate the ability to use a korah or a lechi or a korah in the mavoi. Therefore, Rav frames the case of where the chatzeros do not make an ear of with each other. So now the Gemara is going to explore this concept. Gufa, Amar Rav, ein mavoi nitar belechi v'kora. So Rav says that a mavoi is not permitted with a lechi or with a korah. Ad top of Ayin Dalit, ad shiyu batim v'chatzeros pesuchim l'socho, until you have homes and courtyards that open up into it. Look at Rashi, batim v'chatzeros pesuchim l'socho. Top Rashi in Ayin Dalit, batim l'chatzeros, shnei batim l'chol chatzer. So according to Rav, you need a minimum of two homes per chatzer, u'shtei chatzeros l'mavoi, and two chatzeros, which you mean one on each side of the mavoi. V'hanach kevan dekulam pesuchim zu l'zu, u'ma'arvos yachad derech pischeihem. Chada chashiv. So Rabbi Sagan is what we said before, that according to Rav, that lemais, in order for a mavui to be considered a mavui, and what that means is that therefore such a mavui, going back to the beginning of our masechta, such a mavui can go ahead and be adjusted for carrying purposes with lechi and a korah. That mavui has to have a minimum of two chatzeros with two homes each that open up into it. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel said no. Afilu bayis echad v'chatzer achas. According to Shmuel, you could even have one home and one chatzer. Now, I will say, you could take a look. This would be, if anyone has the picture books, this is picture 240, where again, according to Shmuel, I will say, that if you have a mavoi that on one side has a chatzer with only one home, and on the other side it has a home that opens up into the mavoi without a chatzer. So on one side you have a home that opens up into the mavoi, and on the other side you have a chatzer even with one home in it. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan says, look at Rashi just a moment, both sides. Bayis echad v'chatzer achas. Bayis below chatzer. On one side you have a home that doesn't have a chatzer. V'chatzer, and on the other side v'chatzer shebayis achar ba'achar. I think there should be echad. Shebayis echad pasuach lo. And on the other hand side, you have a chatzer with one house. Rabbi Yochanan says, tie back to the Gemara, afilu churva. Rabbi Yochanan says that even if all you have is a ruin, now what does it mean? I'll say, look at Rashi, afilu churva, mikan, even if on one side of the mavo you have a churva, a ruin, v'chatzer mikan, and on the other side you have a chatzer with a bayis. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, I will say, now again, remember, the chiddush of this is that both according to Rav and Shmuel, if there's one thing you do need, One thing you do need is you need residences on both sides. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even if you don't have a residence, you have a ruin, which Bepashtos does not have a home in it. So you have a ruin on one side and a chaser with a bias on the other side. That also is okay for, that would still, let's say, remember, we're trying to figure out what defines a mavoi that can be permitted with a lechi and a korah. Only Abai Rabbi Yosef. The Sabai says to Rabbi Yosef the following. Am Rabbi Yochanan, afilo bishvil shol kramim. Did Rabbi Yochanan say that a mavoi could be nitter even with a pathway of a vineyard? It was said, shil shol kramim, look at Rashi. Shil shol kramim. Pasuach lamavoi mikan bechatzer mikan. So now, Abaya asked Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said that you can go ahead and have a churva, and even have a ruin, so you can move this table out a little bit if you want, so it gets pushed back. Right? So can you go ahead and have a shvil shel kramim also? Right? Can you go, what about if on one side all there is a pathway of a vineyard? Pathway of a vineyard. Amar le, lo. He said to him, no, shvil shel kramim will not be enough. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ela bechorva dechazi ledira. Because Rabbi Yochanan said that the churva that we're talking about, the ruin, is a ruin that is technically habitable. Technically speaking, can be used for domicile purposes. Aval shvil shel kramim, delo chazi ledira lo. But the pathway of a vineyard, which Rabbi Yosef said cannot be used for any type of living purposes, then lemaisa cannot be counted as part of the mavui. Rabbi Yosef, remember, again, just so everybody keeps on the same page, we're just trying to figure out, in order for a mavui to be permitted for carrying with a lechi or a kohor, it has to satisfy certain criteria. And the idea is that it has to have residences that open up into it. The three-way machlokes is what type of residences have to open up to it. So you have Rav on one hand who's saying you need two chatzeros, one chatzer on each side with two homes each. You have Shmuel saying that no, even if you have a home on one side with no chatzer, the home opens up to the mavoi, and then on the other side a chatzer with even just one home, that's enough. And Rabbi Yochanan who says, even if on one side all there is a churva, as long as that churva is, technically speaking, habitable, and on the other side all you have is a home with a chatzer, that's enough also. Rav Huna bar Chanina said the following. Va'azda Rabbi Yochanan letame. Rabbi Yochanan, again, remember I was saying, who just said that lamaisa, all you need is a churva on one side and a chatzer with a bayis on the other side, goes according to his already established reasoning. This none, because we learned, Amar Rav Shimon, Echad Gagos, Ve'echad Karfifos, Ve'echad Kazias. Well, so we had this in Shabbos already. That whether you have rooftops, Karfifos, and Rabbos are these enclosed areas, or Chatzeros, Rishus Achos Hein Lekelim Sheshav Sulesokham. They are all considered to be one Rishus for Kelim that began Shabbos in there. Now, what does that mean? Take a look at Rashi. Echad Gagos, Rashi says, Kulan Rishus Achos, L'taltel Kelim Sheshavsu Begagzele Gag Chavero. So we'll say, so according to this opinion, according to Rabbi Shimon, if you have objects that were left, let's say, in a Chatzer, so according to Rabbi Shimon, all Chatzeros are considered to be one Rishus. So you can carry from Chatzer to Chatzer to Chatzer, from rooftop to rooftop, from Chatzer to rooftop. So Rashi says, V'lo amrinan, k'shem shediyurin chalukin lamato, kach chalukin lamalo, v'kevan v'kelim sheshavsu b'chatzer z'mosin l'chaverta, v'chein l'karfeif, v'chein chatzer l'karfeif, u'min agagin, ho'il v'kulan rishus she'en adirahi. So also, Shimon's logic is, because since all of these areas are non-domicile areas, right? The rooftops, karfeif, chatzeros, people are not living like homes, not literally living in these areas, therefore they're all run rishus for Shabbos, and you can carry kelim from one of these domains to the next. Okay, so let's go back here. So the Gemara says, below lekelim sheshav subasoch habayis, but this dispensation, this permission, only applies to what? Only applies to utensils that began inside the chutzah. But if let's say the utensils began inside the home, then lemaisa what? You do not have the rishus to take them from the home into the chatzer. Again, this is in the absence of an eruv, or from the home onto the roof. Because the home, the domicile, the actual home, is different, even though they're both rishuyos hayochid. But a dira is different than a chatzer. The Gemara says, va'amar Rav, and Rav says, the halacha is kereb shimin, v'hu shelo irvu. The halacha follows of shimin, as long as what Rabbos say, as long as you did not make an Erev Chatzeros. Okay, look at Rashi. v'hu shelo irvu b'nei achatzeros kol achos li atzmo v'asr lahotzi min abatim l'chotzer d'cheivan de'i mitzuyin klei abayis b'chotzer leka l'mikzar imafkas kelim sheshavsu b'chotzer l'chaverta asu l'afukinami kelim sheshavsu abayis shotzi mechazir l'chotzer. So also listen to this. So Rav says something very interesting. Rav says halacha follows Rav Shimon as long as he didn't make an eruv chatzeros. And Rav says, what does Rav Shimon say? Rav Shimon says that if you have kelim that began in a chotzer, every single chotzer and every single rooftop and every single karfeif are considered to be like one rishus. So you can carry literally from one to the other. From one to the other. But Rav says that's only if what? Only if you didn't make an Erev Chatzeros. Because what happens if you made an Erev Chatzeros? If you made an Erev Chatzeros, then what can you do? You can carry from your home into the chotzer. Once you carry from your home to your chotzer, what are we concerned about? That you may take that kli that was originally in your home, that's now in your chotzer, and what? Take it to another chotzer. Can you do that? No. Why? Because the dispensation of Rav Shimon was only on kelim that began Shabbos in the chotzer, not on kelim that began Shabbos in the house. So it's a very interesting case. So Rav wants to suggest that Rav Shimon's leniency, it's not really his leniency, it's his position, that his position only applies when you did not make an Erev Chatzeros. Because if there's an Erev Chatzeros for concern, you're going to bring kelim out of your home into the chotzer, and once it's in the chotzer, you're going to move it to another chotzer. No, see, he's suggesting that the whole deal is off. The whole deal is off once you have an Eruv. Aval Eruvu, but if you made an Eruv Chatzeros, Gazrinan Dilma Asi La'afuke Mani Debatim L'Chatzer, will you be concerned that what? Will you be concerned that a person is going to end up moving objects from the home into the Chatzer? The Rabbi will say, if you made an Eruv, obviously there's no problem moving your own objects from your home into your Chatzer. What are we concerned about? That you're going to end up moving them into another chatzer. So although the halacha follows Reb Shimon, there's a concern that it only applies if you did not make an error. So once I look at Rashi, Rashi says, why is this important over here? Because in Gemara, so the Gemara is just demonstrating over here that Rabbi Yochanan already goes according to his previously established reasoning. Okay? So the Gemara goes by. So Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says the following. Fine. Ushmuel Amar bein irvu. Shmuel Amar bein irvu ubein lo irvu. Shmuel says that the halacha follows Rav Shimon, whether you made an erev or you didn't make an erev. So apparently, according to Shmuel, Shmuel's not concerned that if we let you move kelim from your home into your chatzer, that you may end up moving them into another chatzer. So according to Shmuel, even if you made an erev chatzeros, Rav Shimon's position still applies. V'chein amar Rav Yochanan, halacha k'Rav Shimon, bein irvu u'bein lo irvu. And so to Rav Yochanan said that the halacha follows Rav Shimon, whether you made an Erev or didn't make an Erev. So again, I will say, so Rav Yochanan echoing the same sentiment, that even if you made an Erev chatzeros, Rav Shimon's position, that kelim that began Shabbos in the chatzer, can go ahead and what? Can go ahead and be moved from chatzer to chatzer, still applies. Alma, what do we see from here? Lo gazrinan dilma asi la'afuke mani debatim l'chatzer. So, Rabosei, what do we see from this? That we don't have a concern that you will go ahead and move objects that were originally from your house, now brought into your chatzer, into another chatzer. So we're not concerned that if we allow you to bring utensils from your home into your chatzer, you're going to transport them into another chatzer with which you do not have an eruv.
You just said that Rabbi Shimon, a minute ago, that Rabbi Shimon's position is that he can move from one chutzner to the next. That isn't Rabbi Shimon's position. It's not one chutzner to the next, but one chutzner to the Gog or one chutzner to the Karfev.
Or anything.
But not to a chutzner belonging to somebody else.
No, you can. That's the point.
Okay.
That's the point. That was. Look at that Rashi Echad Gagos.
Okay.
So Rashi says, he says, Kulan Rishus Achas the Talif of Kilim Shasu Gagag Zeh Lagag Chavero. And then he goes on, the Kilim Shasu Vichatzer Zeh Motzin LaChaverta.
Right.
Vichin LaKarfeif. So what's Chaverta?
Chaverta is I think my understanding, Rabbi Shimon's position is that the Chatzer and the Gagim and the Karfeif among this communal, these open spaces, are already communal. So there's already shetufei chatzeres, whether or not you're doing something an extra erev or not.
Correct.
So, right. So, but it's not saying that you can't take it across the street to another chatzer. If Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are living off of this chatzer and they're sharing this chatzer and the gagim and the karfif, so then if the kelim are there in the beginning of Shabbos, they're already that this is already there's already a shituf,
an unspoken
shituf. That's my understanding of his position.
Correct.
You can't go from one chutzner to the next. You can go from one chutzner to along all these communal areas.
Well, you could go from one chutzner to the next
belongs to Reuven, Shimon, and yes, belongs to those same three people. But if there's
no, as long as they're contiguous. They don't have to belong to the same people who are your direct neighbors.
Okay, then I missed.
Yeah, his chap is. I would agree. You can't take it. Let's say across another non chutzner gag or karfei for shus. But technically speaking, it's not just limited to the people. Let's say who you immediately live by. That's Reb Shimon's incredible chiddush.
Okay.
His incredible chiddush is that in your city, all of these areas are considered to be like one rishus. I'm sorry. Just have to stay out of the house. So he says, listen to the chap over. So what does that do with Rabbi Yochanan? V'chinan Rabbi Yochanan loch k'Rabbi Shimon, bein irvu, bein lo irvu. Alma, lo gazminan zilma asi la'afuke mani debatim l'chatzer. So what do we see from here? That we're not, if Rabbi Yochanan holds, that the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon, whether you made an Erev Chatzeros or not, which means that even in a case where you made an Erev Chatzeros, the halacha still follows Rabbi Shimon, which means that we're not concerned that if you take utensils out of the house into your chatzer, which is legal because you have an Erev Chatzeros, that you may come to take those same utensils into another chatzer. Hachinami, so to over here, lo gazrinan, when we say over here, this goes back to Yochanan's original position, lo gazrinan del ma'asi la'afuke mani de chatzer, l'chorva. We are not concerned that you will come to go ahead and move the utensils that you have in one chatzer across the street ultimately to the churva, across the street ultimately to the ruin. I will say the issue, of course, with the ruin is this would be an area now with which you have absolutely no connection. Look at Rashi. Hachinami lo gazer dilma asila afuki mani de chatzer the churva. Derech mavui. So we would not be concerned, I will say, that if on one side you have a chatzer with a bayis and on the other side you have a churva, according to Yochanan, we're not concerned that you're going to come to carry from the chazer to the chorva. Rashi says, derech mavoi, through the mavoi, v'hari roshus acheresi, sheyesh la bailin, ube mavoi lo nishtatfu, shahari eina n'oseres, ki disanye la elba pirkin, eina oser ela makum dira bilvad, dahainu makum pita o makum mina. So also, here's what's interesting. So Rabbi Yochanan therefore would say that just like Rabbi Yochanan is not concerned, they're not concerned that if you're making Erev Chatzeros, you're going to come to carry your objects from your home into your chatzer, then into another chatzer. So too, he's not concerned that if you allow a churva on the other side of the mavui to be part, so to speak, of the mavui, we're not concerned that you're going to end up carrying from the chatzer across the mavui into the churva. And what would be the issue with that? So again, look at that, Rashi. Hachanami lo gazer dilma asila afuki mani dechatzer the churva, derech mavui, cross the mavui, v'hayrush sacherisi, and it's a separate rishus. Shiyesh la bailam, because there's someone who owns the chorva as well. Ubimavuila nishtatfu. And they would not be participating in the sheet of muvaos. Shehare eina oseres, because they're both saying they don't need to participate in the sheet of muvaos, because their non participation in the sheet of muvaos does not adversely affect the mavui. Kidisanya the elbow pirkin. Eina oser ela makum dira. The only place that's necessary for sheet of muvaos is a domicile, and that's either makom pita or makom lina. So I'll say the point the Gemara is making over here is that Rabbi Yochanan's position, allowing a churva on one side, is reflective of his already established position of not being concerned that one may illegally come to carry objects from one rishus to another. So too, by allowing the churva on the other side of the mavui, we're not concerned that a person is going to come to carry from the chatzer across the mavui to the churva, which would of course be problematic because the churva has no portion in the mavui that would effectively be carrying from one rishus to another. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Yosef Rav Barona v'kamala ha-shmaita. So Rav Barona was sitting, and he said over this ruling. Now which ruling? Look at Rashi la-ha-shmaita. Da'amr Shmuel la'el afilu bayis v'chatzer. He was saying over Shmuel's ruling. So Shmuel's ruling, remember, was he disagreed with Rav, and he said that for a mavui to be permitted with lech or korah, even if you have on one side a chatzer with one home, and on the other side you have a home that opens up into the mavui with no chatzer, that's also okay. Amrali Rabbi Lazar said to him, Bar Be Rav, Amr Shmuel Haki. So say Bar Be Rav means Tamut Chacham. So this is Rabbi Eliezer talking to Rav Barona. Tamut Chacham, Amr Shmuel, did Shmuel really say this? Amr Le'in, Rabbi Rona said yes. Amr Le'in, Achvi Li Ushpizei. Go show me where he's staying. Show me where Shmuel is staying. I'm going to have a word with him. Achvi Le'in, he showed him where Shmuel was staying. Asale Kami, the Shmuel, he came before Shmuel. Amr Le'in, Amr Mar Hachi. So now you have Rabbi Eliezer confronting Shmuel and saying, did you actually say this? Amr Le'in, Shmuel said yes. But one second, so now Rabbi Eliezer says to Shmuel, but you, the master said, but you have already said before that when it comes to the laws of Eiruvin, we follow the wording that we find in the Mishnayos. And what does the Mishnah say? Shehamavoy lechatzeros ki chatzer lebatim. And what does the Mishnah say? That a mavoy is to a chatzer, just like a chatzer is to the homes. And I was like, what does that mean? So it's phrased in the plural. It's phrased in the plural, which would seem to indicate what? That for a mavoi to be permitted with a lechi and a korah, you need what? You need at least two chatzeros. So Shmuel, that contradicts, you just said before, now you're going on record saying, you don't need two chatzeros, that it's enough if you go ahead and you have one chatzer with one home, and on the other side, a home with no chatzer. So how can you contradict your previously held assertion? So the Gemara says, ishtik, Shmuel was silent. So now, interestingly enough, the question is, how do we understand Shmuel's silence? Kibla mine. Does that mean that Shmuel accepted the rebuke, so it's the halachic rebuke, so to speak, of Rabbi Eliezer, and then retracted his position, and would not allow the case of a bias on one side with a chatzur with one home on the other side? Or did Shmuel simply quiet because perhaps sometimes, also, as we know, it's not worth it to argue, but he did not really agree with Rabbi Eliezer? So the Gemara says, Tashma. So the Gemara brings a braisa. Dahumavua, Dahavadayir be Evos Bar'ihi. There was a particular mavoi that a man by the name of Evos, the son of Ihi, lived in. And what happened? Avdilei lechaya, Vishara shle Shmuel. So Shmuel went ahead and constructed for him a lechi in Evos's mavoi, and therefore Evos was permitted to carry in the mavoi. Okay, so what happened? Asa Rav Anan came along, and Rashi says, La'achar mos Shmuel. After Shmuel died, Rav Anan came along, and what did he do? Shajie, Rashi says, Hipil alechi. He tore down the lechi. So I guess, well, Shmuel was alive, so whatever, that was Shmuel. You're not going to disagree with Shmuel. But Shmuel's dead now, and so comes on Rav Anan, he throws down the lechi. So Eva says, what's going on over here? Amar, Mavua didairona bay. The mavui that I've been living in, va'asina mishmei de Mar Shmuel, and was permitted, right? I was able to live here because of Mar Shmuel. Neisei Rav Anan Barav nishajimin. So should Rav Baranan come along, right? Should Rav Anan Barav come along and go ahead and throw it down? So Avos was very surprised that Rav Anan would take such drastic behavior. Look at Rashi, we'll say nishajiman. Should you throw down the lechi from the mavui? So here's what's interesting. So apparently Rashi fills in some of the blanks, which is that what happened over here is this was not a mavui that had two chatzeros, a chatzer on each side with two homes each. Rather, what the Gemara is suggesting over here, that this was a mavui, that had a bias on one side, and a chatzer with one home on the other side. So Rav Anan came along, and Rav Anan said that this is not a mavui that is remediable with a lechi or a korah, because Rav Anan paskin like Rav, and Rav says, remember, what do you need in order to permit a mavui with a lechi or a korah? You need two chatzeros with two homes on each side. So we'll say, but why are we bringing down this story? But interestingly enough, Shmuel did permit a lechi and or a korah in this mavui, which shows what? That Shmuel still held that Lemaisa, if the Mavoi only has a home on one side, and a Chatzer with one bias on the other side, that such a Mavoi is permitted with a Lechi or a Korah, which seems to indicate what? That even after he received the Musar from Rabbi Eliezer, he still held true to his position. Right? That he did not go ahead and change his position as a result. So the Gemara says, Shmaina, lo kiblamine. What do you see from here? That apparently Shmuel did not accept the Musar from Rabbi Eliezer. To which the Gemara says, well, maybe not. Li'olam emelecha kibla mine. Maybe Shmuel did accept the Musar from Rabbi Eliezer. If that's the case, if that's the case, then why lemaisa would he have permitted this particular mavoi? V'hacha chazana hu dahava achol na'ama bebeisei. But what was the kisa here, Rabbi say? There was a chazan. There was a shamus who lived in the courtyard, and the shamus would eat bread in one home. Va'asa bayis v'kondishin. He would sleep in the shul. Va'asu, so good Rashi will say for just a moment. Va'ahu chazana hava. Va'ahu mavua. You know why Shmuel permitted this mavoi? Because both said this was not his previous case, not what we originally thought. So what's the case over here? The case where there was a shamus living, apparently in one of the chatzeros there was a shul. And in addition to there were really two domiciles in the shul. In the courtyard, there was the shul, which is where the shamus slept. And there was a home in which the shamus ate. The evos bar ihi savar makom pita garin. Evos bar ihi thought that the definition of where you live is where you eat. Ushmuel ta'amei da'amar makom mina garin. And Shmuel goes according to his reasoning, who holds that Tosafot said this also yesterday's daf, that ultimately it's not where you eat. That is the garden, but rather it's where you sleep. Look at Rashi, what's happening over here. Rashi, va'asu bayis bebe kenishta, da'hava pasuach lahum avuah. So what was happening over here? So the shamus would go out and eat in one home, and then come to sleep in the shul. Da'hava pasuach lahum avuah. Va'ashte kishanche Rav Anan, lo'hava chasana bayis bebe kenishta. So apparently when Rav Anan came along, the chazan was no longer there. Rex Rashi, ve'evos par'ihi savar, the Shmuel lav mishum chazana sharia, the makom pita goreim, v'hu lo hava ochel bebe kenishta. So we'll say, apparently, what happened was the following. The way this case was really set up was like this. In Avos lived in a chatzer, and there was someone else in the chatzer as well. So on one side, you had a chatzer with two homes. On the other side, what did you have? You had a shul with a room for sleeping, and another structure where the shamus would eat. So in essence, you had two chatzeros with two residences, right? In Avos's chatzer, Avos's house, and the other person's, that's the Gemara's presupposing. And on the other side, you had the shul, which had a room, which was one house, and the other house in which the chazan actually ate. So because of that, in essence, what was this? This was a case of a mavui that on both sides had a chatzer with two residences. Apparently, by the time Rav Anan came around after Shmuel had died, the chazan was no longer there. Because the chazan was no longer there, therefore, what Rabbi Osai, it did not satisfy the criteria of a chatzir with two homes, and therefore, lemaisa, Rav Anan took down the lechi. So Rabbi Osai, interestingly enough, there are two different versions to the story. So either, and everything is based on whether or not Shmuel really ever accepted the rebuke of Rabbi Eliezer or not. So we'll say, here's what we know. We know that Shmuel starts out the sugya by telling us that in order for a mavoi to be permitted with a lechi or a korah, so all you need is you can have a home with no chatzar on one side, and a chatzar even with one home on the other side. Rabbi Eliezer confronts Shmuel and says, how can you say that? After all, Eilanu be'erevin ela kelashon mishnasenu. Right? All you have in erevin is lashon mishnah, and the mishnah seems to indicate you need two chatzars or two homes each. So Shmuel's silent. Does silence mean acquiescence, or does silence mean rejection? The Gemara quotes the story of Avos Bar Ihi, and again, there could be two different ways that you could view the story. It seems to be the Gemara seems to go with the latter view, which would seem to indicate that Shmuel, at the end of the day, accepted the rebuke of Rabbi Eliezer, and in fact, retracted his position, and at the end, would actually agree with Rav, that in order for a mavui to be permitted with a lech or a korah, you would need two chatzeros with two homes in each, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Mavoi shetzido echad ovei kochavim, v'tzido echad yisos. We'll say an interesting case. Let's say you have a mavoi, and on one side of the mavoi lives a non-Jew, and on the other side lives Jews. V'tzido echad yisrael. So listen to this. First of all, you can see in Rashi, you can see the beginning of this picture, though let's read a few more lines to understand it. V'ein ma'arvin oso derech chalonos, latiro derech pesachim l'mavois. We'll say, again, you can look at the picture in Rashi, or if you're looking in the in the picture books, you could also see this case. You can see it's picture 241. But the truth is, it's the same also in Rashi. So essentially, now what you have is you have a mavoi, and in between, and on one side of the mavoi, you have a non-Jew. A non-Jew lives in his house in his chatzar. On the other side of the mavoi, you have a Jew, But interestingly enough, behind the Jew's home are two other residences, or actually it could be five other residences, it doesn't matter, right? But there are additional Jewish residences that are connected to the first Jewish residence through chalonos, through windows. And I will say, it's very important, look at Rashi just a moment over here. Derech chalonos la ema arvin derech chalonos la hatir derech psachon lemavoy im yesh batei Yisrael etz eitzel beisos shel Yisrael zu psuchos rosh sarabim. So we'll call it home number one. Home number one is the home that opens up into the chatzer, which shares the mavui on the other side with the chatzer of the non-Jew. And then behind the house of the Jew, there's another house. Those two homes open up into each other through windows. But home number two, which is behind home number one, has absolutely no access to the chatzer. He doesn't have access to the chatzer. He instead has an opening to Rosh Sarabim. And it could be that behind him, Rashi says, "Im yesh batei Yisrael etzel beisol shel Yisrael zeh psuchos shesrabim harbe v'lo lemavui v'chalonos b'neim." There are windows between them. So now, also, what did the Mishnah? So, what does the Mishnah say? What does the Gemara say? "Ein ma'arvin ze im ze derech chalonos sehem lohotzi keleihem lemavui derech pischo shel zeh shepasuach lemavui." So, we'll say, here's what the Gemara says. Very interesting. So, I might have thought like this: since all of these homes open up into each other, let all of these homes make an Erev with one another. And what would that allow? That would allow even for home number four, right, we'll call it number four, right, which has no access to the Chatzar, to what? To use the Chatzar, because he has an Erev with home number one that does have access to the Chatzar. So therefore, back to the Gemara. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Mavoi Shetzido Echad Oved Kochavim. So let's read it once more. The Mavoi, on one side you have the Oved Kochavim, Shetzido Echad Yisrael, on the other side you have the net Jew. Also, and behind Jew house number one, right? Behind house number one, you have houses two, three, and four of additional Jews as well, who themselves have no direct access to the chatzer, but have windows connecting all of them. You cannot make an Eruv via the windows that would allow then the back houses to go ahead and use the chatzer / mavoi. Amalei Abayi Rav Yosef, Amarav, Afilu b'chatzer. I jumped ahead. So the first statement that we'll say in the Gemara, that the Gemara is making, is about usage of the mavoi. So the first statement is, even if all of these Jewish homes make an Eruv with each other, the back homes, i.e. the ones that do not open up into the chatzer, don't have rights in the mavoi, for reasons we'll see in a little bit. Only Abayi Rav Yosef, Amarav, Afilu b'chatzer. What about the chatzer? I'll say, here's what's interesting. This already is also a little bit of a different case. In this case over here, so let's say there's no mavoi. In between the Jewish home and the non-Jewish home. But what? And instead you have a chatzer in between them. But same case. You have the Jewish home number one, which opens up into the chatzer, and then homes behind Jewish home number one, which open up into Jewish home number one through windows, but themselves do not have any direct access into the chatzer. So now the Gemara asks, what about in the case of the chatzer? Amar lei in. He says, yes, even in a chatzer, meaning we'll say that just like it's usher for homes 2, 3, and 4 to access the mavoi, it would also be usher for homes 2, 3, and 4 to access the chatzer as well. The ilo omer, my hava amina time diraf. So we'll say before we go on, look at Rashi just a moment. Amar avafilu chatzer Yisrael v'nochri darin ba ubate Yisrael eitzal beso she Yisrael pesuchos rosh sarabim. V'lo b'chatzer she'asher la'arev derech halonos l'hotzi keleim derech beso shel zeh l'chatzer l'haki nakat chalonos she'ein derech b'nei adam la'asos sachafad. Rashi is pointing out that chalonos, that was the way the homes were connected. People would not necessarily make doorways in between their homes. Remember, we saw this already earlier, that if you have a chalon, if you have a window of certain dimensions, that constitutes an actual entranceway. So says the Gemara, the ilo amar, my hava amina, time of the Rav, mishum de kasavar, ein mavoi nitar belechi vekora, ad shiyuhu batim vechatseros psuchim lesocho. So we'll say, because what is Rav saying? Rav says that a mavoi is not permitted with a lechi or a kor, this is Rav's position earlier, until you have homes and chaseros opening up into it. Look at Rashi for just a moment, Rav will say. The ilo amar af bechatser, my tesik adaitcha, delishtini chatzer mi mavoi, batim v'chatziris psuchim l'socho, v'hacha chada chatzir hu depesichalei v'doris nachri lav shma dira. So we'll say, listen to this. So the Gemara is just saying over here that Lamaisa, the reason why this case does not work is why? Because Rav goes according to his reasoning, and Rav's logic is that in order for a mavui to be permitted for carrying purposes, what do you have to have? You have to have two chatzeros that have a minimum of two homes in each chatzer. And in this case over here, what happens? In this case over here, the home of the Nachri, for mavui purposes, does not count. And the other chatzer only has essentially one Jewish home. Because Lamaisa, the other homes that do not have direct access to the mavui are not considered to be homes. So the Gemara says, V'tarti lamali. So we'll say, again, why do I need both cases? Now, essentially what you've just done is, you've told me the same concept in two different ways. You already told me earlier that Rav holds that in order for a mavui to be permitted with a lechi or a korah, what do you need? You need two homes and two chaseros. And now you just gave me the same case over here, which is a little bit more convoluted, a little bit more complicated. But it's the same basic principle that this case doesn't work because I don't have two homes and two chaseros. So I don't need to say it twice. So the Gemara says, Tzricha, I'll tell you why. Di'imeahi, because had it just said at the top of Ayin Hey, because if it would have just said it from this case, Hava Amina, Diras Obed Kochav, Shma Dira. So we'll say, if what it just said from this case, I might have thought that maybe it should work because maybe the domicile of a non-Jew is considered to halachically be a domicile. Therefore, Kamash Bolan, this verse comes along to teach us that what? The Diras Obed Kochavim Lo Shma Dira. Therefore, this verse comes along to teach us what I'm saying, that the domicile of a non-Jew is not significant for Mavoi purposes. It's not significant for Mavoi purposes. V'imei hacha, and if we had just taught me the previous case, hava amina lo yadana batim kama. I might not have known what is the halachic definition of batim. How many batim do I need? Kamash malon batim trin. Therefore we learn that when it says homes, you need a minimum of two. Hashta da omer rav afilu chatzar. And now that Rav said that this whole thing applies even in a chatzar, taima de kasavar asra laasos yachid, b'makom ovid kochavim. Now we'll say, what does it turn out? It turns out that the chatzar case that we just stated before will be usher. Why? Because Rav does not want to create a sustainable case of where an individual Jew could live with a non-Jew. We'll say this goes back to what we stated earlier in the beginning of these prakim, which was that part of the reason why you can't go ahead and make an Erev with a non-Jew is why? Is in order to discourage a Jew from living alone in a chatzar with a non-Jew. So Rav says, the reason why Rav would even hold this to be true in a chazar, not just a mavoi, is in order to create essentially an unsustainable situation of a single Jew living with a non-Jew. Rav Yosef, if that's the case, ihachi haynu dishmana le l'Rabbi Tavla, da amar obed kochavim trei zimni. Now I understand why, according to Rabbi Tavla, it stated the case of obed kochavim twice, V'lo yedana my amar, and I didn't originally understand what he was saying. What does this mean? Look at Rashi, which is an alternate side. Obed kochavim treizim li v'lo yedana my amar. Hashta v'adai mefarish l'mil sey derav. Hava mavoi shetzido echad obed kochavim. Ein ma'arvin oso kulo. Yishum da'aser la'asos yachid b'makom obed kochavim. Lashon acher, chad la'mavoi v'chad l'chazbos. We'll go with Lashon acher. Rasanabi Gemara says that we never understood why the Gemara needed to state the Oved Kochavim case twice, and now we understand it. One was to prohibit the Oved Kochavim in the case of the Chaser, and one was to prohibit the Oved Kochavim in the case of the Mavoi. So I'll say, what comes out from this entire sugya is the following. First of all, fundamental machlokes in terms of what you need to permit a Mavoi. Three machlokes between Rav, Shmuel, and ultimately Rabbi Yochanan. Right? That's number one. Number two now, the Gemara was talking about. Number two was this last particular, and now again, machlokes we saw in terms of what Shmuel does. Now, case and application number two is that we saw two different cases of the illustration of Rav's particular halacha. We have two independent illustrations of Rav's particular halacha that in order for Mavoi to be permitted, you need two chatzeros with two batim, and even though the cases seem redundant, the Gemara teaches us ultimately that each case is necessary because each case brings certain novelties that the other would not. Finally, the Gemara ultimately concludes, kind of going full circle back to a sugi that we started with, which was that any time that you're going to have a single Oved Kochavim, the halacha always creates obstacles and difficulties for creating any kind of real Erev. Why? Because Chazal were always trying to dissuade the Jew from living alone in the chatzar with a non-Jew, going back with the idea that we spoke about earlier of sakana. I think we'll stop over here.